The mysterious disappearance of a Lebanese-American Marine in Iraq more than 2 weeks ago has now been eclipsed by an apparent and mysterious reappearance. A State Department official who asked not to be named tells NPR that Corporal Wasef Ali Hassoun is alive because he's been in contact with the U.S. Embassy in Beirut. He's presumed to be in Lebanon, the official adds, but his precise whereabouts are unknown. The official spoke in the midst of a series of conflicting and unconfirmed reports about Hassoun's status. NPR's Howard Berkus has been tracking the story in Utah, where part of Hassoun's family lives. Howard, good morning.
Good morning.
What is the family saying about Hassoun's location and status?
Not much. Family spokesman Tarek Nasir told reporters gathered outside the Hassoun family home last night that family members here have no information and no confirmation of any of the conflicting reports that have been circulating, including one that Hassoun had contacted his brothers and other relatives here in Utah. Nasir said that is not the case.
Now, Corporal Hassoun was born in Lebanon. His father and other relatives live there. His brother in Lebanon has spoken out. But tell us more about that. Any word from the other relatives?
Yesterday, there was some word from the Lebanese relatives, but the reports were conflicting, including everything from he has called the family in Lebanon to he's actually now staying with relatives in Lebanon. But the family spokesman here in Utah says he's unable to confirm any of that. You know, all we really know for certain right now is what the unnamed State Department sources have told NPR and other news organizations, that Hassoun or someone claiming to be Hassoun contacted the American Embassy in Beirut and is apparently alive and in Lebanon. They don't even seem to know where he is exactly.
From the beginning, there's been this undercurrent of suspicion, actually, surrounding Hassoun's disappearance in Iraq, his apparent capture by Islamic militants, and then this death threat. Is there anything more definite about all that?
Well, last night, a spokesman for the U.S. Marines confirmed that the Navy is investigating Hassoun's disappearance and is not ruling anything out, including the possibility that this whole thing has been staged, that it's a hoax. He used the word hoax. And remember that when Hassoun disappeared on June 20th, the military considered him on unauthorized leave, and there was some talk about a suspicion that he was heading to Lebanon. Hassoun was apparently distraught about witnessing the violent death of a fellow Marine. The Marines changed the unauthorized leave status to captured after Hassoun appeared blindfolded in a video with a sword hanging over his head. At one point, there was a statement purportedly from his captors which claimed that he had been beheaded. That was followed by another statement from another group claiming also to be captors, and it said Hassoun was safe, and it implied that his life would be spared because he had promised not to return to military duty. Now we hear that he is apparently free and in Lebanon.
I gather, finally, that the FBI has visited the family there in Utah, where you are. Any word on what that's about?
Yes, an FBI spokeswoman says the agents were there to gather information, not to deliver any news. The FBI wants to know how the family is getting its information about Hassoun's whereabouts. The family spokesman later wouldn't say any more about that to reporters.
Howard, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR's Howard Berkus in Salt Lake City, where Corporal Wasef Ali Hassoun joined the Marines.